Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another little bite-sized Sunday podcast. Hope this one finds you well. And we're going to talk a little bit about Mr. Bill Gates in a second or two and self-assembling nanoparticles. Oh, yeah. Before I get to that, thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. I do appreciate that. And thank you to you for supporting me as well. Thanks to those of you who buy me a coffee during the week. Makes a difference. Every coffee counts because it goes against the offsetting the costs of running Podbean. Right, okie dokie, let's get to the main event, shall we? And I came across this clip that Andrew Bridgen put up, actually, of Bill Gates saying that mRNA tech can be used to make $2 vaccines with even less lead time than we've had to have during the pandemic. You'll hear him say that mRNA tech can be used for malaria, HIV, TB, oh yeah, as well as cancer. Here we go. Listen to Uncle Bill.
mRNA is really easy and really cheap, and that's the magic of this thing. But there's no doubt in the next 5 years, we can, you know, we just need to mess around. There's a lot of lipid nanoparticles, and some are very self-assembling. There's no...
Whoa. Stop there, Bill. We got to mess around, eh? You got to experiment in human beings. Is that what you're saying, Bill? Is that your way of saying it? We got to just mess around. There's a lot of self-assembling nanoparticles. Well, now, if you go back just one moment, my friends, and listen to the mad conspiracy theorists out there, they've been saying for the last 3 years that when you look at what goes on when people get these vaccines, the lipid nanoparticles that are being injected into their body that go to every organ in their body seem to be self-assembling. But what is the end product that they are assembling? Listen a bit more.
Inherent reason it's not thermostable, it's not cheap, and it's not scalable. And so as over the 5 years, we fix that part of it, mature it, which is very typical, we'll be able to build factories worldwide that can make $2 vaccines with even less lead time than we've had to have here during this pandemic. And we'll use those, as you suggest, for every disease that we don't have vaccines, we will try mRNA. In fact, for HIV, we have multiple ways, one that's more of a B-cell approach, one that's more of a T-cell approach. You know, for malaria, we have multiple ideas. For TB, we have multiple ideas.
Multiple ideas, you say, Bill, and as you say, you just want to mess around and get these good, cheap vaccines made. Yeah, that all seems fine, doesn't it? I don't think anything wrong with that. And as we all know, the technology, the mRNA technology, is safe and effective, right, Bill?
And so, to fill in the missing vaccines, we'll make a lot of our bets of the Gates Foundation and others who care about global health. Will be mRNA focused.
So just so we are all absolutely clear, mRNA is at the epicenter of the future of the scam that is vaccinations. Now, those of you who follow me and have listened to some of my work in recent times will have heard me have esteemed people like Don Lester and David Parker, who make it absolutely clear that since there are no viruses, you do not need vaccination. It's a complete scam. And the vaccinations that we've been giving people for over the last 100 years, ever since that fraud Edward Jenner came up with the fake concept, have done a tremendous amount of damage to people. And, you know, as time goes on, we just want to vaccinate people more and more and more. But when we get to so-called vaccinations using lipid nanoparticles, we've now moved the game on quite a bit, don't you think? And the accompanying dangers have been ramped up quite a bit. I mean, do remember, Bill Gates isn't a scientist. He's not a doctor. He's made his money in other areas. Certainly, science, not one of them. But yet he comes across as, oh, yes, look at Bill. He wears those lovely, cuddly sweaters. You can trust him. He's a nice kind of guy, even though he is a eugenicist. I wonder why a eugenicist would be so keen for you to get vaccinated. Anyone thoughts on that? Why might that be? Oh, what? Because what? They want to depopulate half the world. Oh, right. That could be. Yes, I'll give you that. That might be an explanation for it. So there you have it anyway. I mean, God knows what's going on within the bodies of people who have had the COVID mRNA technology employing liquid nanoparticles. We've talked about it plenty here, as have others. We know there's all kinds of weird things going on. We've seen the clots in the veins. John O'Looney talked about those in terms of the autopsies and stuff that he's conducted as an undertaker. You know, there's all kinds of stuff going on. I've talked to Dr. David Cartland about the fact that these liquid nanoparticles can easily cross the blood-brain barrier. That's very disturbing. How can that impact on the personalities of the vaccinated? I mean, so many unknowns, but yet, despite all of the known side effects, the known deaths, the known killings of these jabs, Bill Gates is saying all vaccines in the future are going to be cheap, effective, because we're going to use mRNA technology because it's been such a terrific success. But maybe in his terms, it has been a terrific success. I mean, it is suggested that around 10 to 20 million people around the world, I think, or maybe that's in the States, have died following having had their liquid nanoparticle COVID jab. So maybe that's one of Bill Gates's measures of, you know, yeah, it's doing really well. To sane, decent human beings, it's awful. But to Bill Gates, that might be success. And all you do is you scale it up and it goes around the world, which they have done with the COVID jabs. And now they're going to make all jabs in the same way. It's kind of horrific. I mean, this guy, Gates, needs to be put, you know, he's a Hannibal Lecter type person. He needs to be put behind bars. Thanks for listening.